Hello, this is 5 minutes, the prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 788. So lovely, 788. And we've been talking about the death of Christ. So now let's go for our golden scripture from where we dig all the gold. 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. It says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you received and wherein you stand, by which also you saved. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain." Now, we're supposed yet to say, "You've not believed in vain, because you believe in the resurrection from the dead." Then it continues, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures." So we're looking at the death of Christ. We've looked at the physical events, we're on the revelator, right? And I was telling you about Proverbs 4:20. Well, that's where we are. "My son, pay attention to my word." And that is one of the ways of paying attention to God's word. When a man will take the scripture and put on his lips and say it. So when to Mark 11, we saw how Jesus cursed the fig tree. The disciples came, "Master, Master, the fig tree you cursed is dead." And Jesus said something profound in Mark 11:23. He said, "Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." So we are looking at Abraham. Amazing. Father Abraham, and how he believed God. He believed God when the circumstances were contrary. Okay, so I was telling you in the previous episode that God intentionally said, "Abraham, I've changed your name to Abraham." Genesis 17:5, he said, "Now say, call yourself Abraham, introduce yourself as the father of many nations." How can a man who is barren, 99 years, how old are you that you've been crying? 99 years old. Amazing, amazing. Now, I heard a story that was amazing. So this pastor had a member who came to me and said, "Pastor, Pastor, my husband has been told by his family to bring another woman. Her own, it's not because she didn't have children. She had all girls. Seven girls or so, or five girls, and listen, all girls. So my they brought a woman for my husband to marry. Please, 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 Pastor, do something about it." Pastor said, "Go and tell your husband that you should send that woman away. You give her to him. You God will give you boys." He said, "Boy, He said, "Go and tell." So he went to, she went to the husband, said, "Please, Pastor says that you should let the woman go, because I'm going to have the boy that you want." "Really?" Sir, that man he said, "That man," I was calling the pastor, "that man." So truly he sent, since like respected the man of God, so giving him some time. If after some time doesn't work, this other woman will come and continue the program. Continue the story, my children with the younger. Do you know what daddy used to do? My husband would start a story. Said the one day it was a young boy and he was going to the farm. It's okay, go to your mommy, let mommy continue the story. I said, "My husband was there." I said, "Sweetheart, but you started the story. Still continue." So no, we continue the story. So in my house, I say, "Continue the story." They know what it means. I will have to continue the story. Do I know the story? Do I know any story of a boy who went to a farm? No. Or the boy who climbed a ladder? No. Or the boy who drank hot soup? No. But I have to make up a story and continue the story. Oh, it was so. I sometimes, after hard work, the whole day, the children, and I was on mission fields. My husband was a continuous size. I'll be so upset. I said, "What's the meaning of this? Why are you doing this to me? I'm tired." But I have to continue the story. So I have to continue the story, isn't it? So this woman, and it's a true story. It's even on the internet. So this woman, I went to tell the husband. Husband sent the other woman away. Then he prayed for her. He said, "Listen, this is it. You have your boy right now. Receive the boys. Receive. You have your boy in the mighty name." And then the woman said, "Amen," and believed. That's it. I have my boys. Do you know, 9 months later, the woman had the baby. Not just a boy. Three triplets. One boy, two boys,
three boys. The whole family, I hear on during the naming, every member of the family from UK, US, Canada, China, wherever they were in the village, everybody gathered to celebrate. And the whole area, they just came to, they come and they kneel down and say, listen, I want to give my life to Christ. What a wonder. See, this is what God wants to do in your life. Why are you so afraid? Why are you distressed? Don't be. But you see, that was a great man of God. But me, don't do that. I learned something when I was growing up in the Lord. And in fact, one of the things that shocked me was when I began to speak in tongues. I said, hey, so God, so you will also give me tongues? So you will let me also speak in tongues? I was really, really overwhelmed by it. And I felt, then it occurred to me, then God is really not a respecter of persons, because I was not going to church and I thought that God would say, you evil girl, you've not been going to church. What have you been doing on Sundays? You've been drinking beer, isn't it? And you want me to bless you and give you tongues. Don't you know it's a holy thing? But I began to speak. Hey, I said, huh? I can also speak in tongues. So you should also know that you are a favorite child of God, that God loves you. He loves you with everything. He loves you, cares about you. He would do for you what he would do for Jesus. Honestly, that's what he would. What he would do for Jesus is what he would do. He sees you, he sees Jesus. He loves you as much as he loves Jesus. Please, you have to let your heart know this and let your heart sing this. Let your heart sing this every day. Okay, you are so blessed. Put the word of God on your lips and keep saying it until you see the miracle. And even when you see the miracle, keep saying it. You are so blessed. Come back for more and share this link with somebody. Bye.